Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us. If you saw my post from yesterday, I was at the Lauderdale County CTE banquet as we celebrated some special young people at Lauderdale County High School. And right now, I'm joined by the principal, Scott Jones, with Alan Thornton Career Tech to talk about the impact of career and technical education and the recent CTE banquet, along with exciting work ahead as they prepare to move into their new building. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Scott Jones.
Thank you, Mark. Proud to be on, and anytime that I can be on and talk about and promote career technical education, it's just an honor to do so. And anything we can do to put our kids in the spotlight is what I'm all about. So I appreciate you having me and for the work you do.
Well, Mr. Jones, I appreciate the work that's happening at Alan Thornton. And as I mentioned, it was really great to be with the young people last night and watch them celebrate and be recognized for their great work. And for those who may not be familiar with the Alan Thornton Career Tech Center, let's talk about that work and the students you serve there in Lauderdale County.
Okay, at Alan Thornton, we serve all 7 high schools in Lauderdale County. And then what the banquet you went to, we have some career tech classes out on our home campuses. I think you went to the one at Lauderdale County last night, but we have ag, the family and consumer science and business programs at most of the schools out on the campus, where the kids can just take one elective. And in a class like ag, they do so much in it till a lot of times the kids will decide they'll go through the little welding unit, and then they'll decide they want to be a welder. And so they come on down to Allen Thornton the next year, and really where they can specify in the program that they like, or building construction. You know, some of them stay in and make a career out of ag, but a lot of them, it's a broad spectrum of classes in the ag program that they can decide then that they want to go and pursue one of those classes full time and make a career out of it.
And Mr. Jones, let's touch on that a little bit. When people hear career tech, they may not fully understand how broad these opportunities are for these students. What programs and pathways are available to students through the tech program?
And you know, that's one of the things that is, I appreciate you asking that question. A lot of people don't understand. They think it's just maybe like it used to be, where it's just go to work, basically. Well, it's not. This is high training, high level training. These kids have a lot of math in a lot of their programs. I can go around and tell you our programs here that we have. We have cybersecurity, teacher academy. If you want to be a teacher, they actually go out and do lesson plans, go out and teach lessons in the schools to see if they want to do it. We have culinary, and we tell them the difference in culinary and the difference in their facts class back at school is that culinary is for if you want to make a living at it. If you want to just learn to cook meals for your family, to take the facts class, but the culinary is more towards catering, running a restaurant, and so forth. Then we have cosmetology, and we have engineering, which is a pre-engineering class. They go through all of the different types of engineering, do a study to see which one kind of the kids are interested in, whether it be mechanical, chemical, you know, even like astro type engineering with the space station with Huntsville being so close. They do a lot of those different kinds of studies. And then they do the engineering process, and they where they design something and then actually go through and make it. But one thing, our gate system, that our automatic gates, we had a problem when it was fog or frost. Sometimes the sensors would get covered, and we couldn't, they wouldn't open right. So our engineering department took it on theirself with Miss Vanderburg, the instructor. They devised a cover to go over it and made it with the 3D printer. And now we have those on our gates and put them on other campuses also. So real hands-on practical type engineering. Then you move to the back. We have our health science. We have the foundations of nursing. We have medical terminology and diagnostics. We have the CNA program, which they get certified. They can go to work in a nursing home or hospital or home health right out of that program. It's a state license. And also we have EMTs that falls under health science. And we have building construction, whether it's kind of the carpentry and cabinet making. We have a class called industrial systems, and a lot of people don't understand what that is, but it's basically plant maintenance as far as you learn to do belts, pulleys, gear ratios, pneumatics, hydraulics, even a little bit with the PLCs. Motor controls, and so a lot of high-paying jobs because plants need their equipment running, and they don't need to be broke down with a, you know, lying down at that time because it's costing them money. So they pay these people very, very good. Then we have our electrical program that they study all kinds of electricity as far as residential, commercial, industrial, and
they, you know, train kids if they want to be a lineman or if they want to go to work at the nuclear plant, different kinds of electricity in our electrical program. Then we have welding, and we do the basic stick and then the MIG and TIG welding. And so they do fabricating, blueprint reading. And so it's one of our classes that we have a high demand. Most all of our classes right now, we're having very high demand for students from employers. And then you got Precision Machines, our machine shop, that they'll take a piece of metal and make a part or a tool out of it. And then we have our auto collision classes, like a body shop. And we're putting kids to work right out of here at body shops all over the county. In our auto mechanics class, where our apprentice coordinators got one of those kids a job lined up starting at $30 an hour. So career technical education has come a long way, and our state has put an emphasis on it, and our board and superintendent, board chairman, Mr. Owens, they have had the forethought to get ahead of this and put the emphasis on career technical education. And so we are moving into a new facility next fall.
And Mr. Jones, you did share that a lot of good work is happening as you prepare to move into that new building. And I wanted to know what this new facility means for your students and the instructors as well.
Well, currently we have about 61,000 square foot of workspace. With the new facility, we will have roughly, when we get it through, about 110,000 to 15,000 square foot of workspace. We're adding three programs. We're adding HVAC, fire science, and digital marketing that will expand. And also, we're going to have more room. We are out of room. In the last 5 years, we've nearly doubled. We're from 4-something my first year, 400-something, to about 800 this year. And next year, we're looking at the sophomores that say they want to come. We're looking at over 70% of the county students, the sophomores, say they want to come to the Career Tech Center. So kids are realizing, their parents are realizing that college is not the only route. And hey, we've got classes. You've got to go on to college. You've got to go on to a 4-year degree. It just helps prepare you for those 4-year degrees and beyond. So this new center, it'll be down on 72 where the road construction is. It will be more centrally located. It adds a little time, about 10 minutes to Lauderdale County High School, but Lexington was only like 3 or 4 more minutes. Rogers is this close. Brooks was about the same distance. It's just going the other way. And then it would make the West End schools about 10 minutes closer. And this facility, like I say, it's going to be state-of-the-art, designed as a career tech center. And we've taken some of the old equipment, but we're getting some new equipment in it. And so it's just going to be super for our instructors and students. They'll have more room in order to do things and some updated equipment also.
Mr. Jones, when you look at the students coming through these programs that are being offered, what gives you hope about the future workforce?
Well, a lot of people downgrade our next generation and our kids, and I understand some of that they see them maybe playing video games and so forth. It's not like they did when we were growing up, but I've got hope for them because I see students that are innovative. I see students that's got a good work ethic, that they learn to be team players. If they're working on a project together, building a project, making something, they learn that teamwork and that communication, which is key. Most workplaces, you are in some kind of team environment. You're working with people, and they work well together. You know, we got seven high schools, and kids from Waterloo to Lauderdale County, that's a long way. They become friends. They get to know one another. They work together. And they, so I'm just superly excited for our next generation. We're getting some kids with certificates. We got some OSHA 30 certified this year. They're going where they can go straight into a nuclear plant. And, they're already certified to do that with the 30. Most time it only takes OSHA 10 to get on the site, but the 30 is even like a supervisor's level class. The short-term certificates we're getting, we had about 14 earned short-term certificates that part of them went and walked at the graduation at Shoals before their high school graduation even. We've signed several with the unions ahead of time in pre-signing day. I know we've had like five that already passed the IBEW test. They got a chance to take it back in February. And that's a big deal. That's a hard test. And then we've had one signed with the iron workers yesterday, some signed with the pipe fitters. So we are supplying the workforce for the future companies in this area.
All good news, Principal Scott Jones, and I really appreciate you taking time to share today about the Allen Thornton Career Tech, and thank you for what's happening with your students, the exciting move that's taking place into the new building. And I want to emphasize that career and technical education is making a real difference, and it was great to see that on display last night at Lauderdale County High School at the Lauderdale County CTE Banquet. So thank you again, Principal Jones, for sharing all of the great work that's happening at Allen Thornton.
Well, Mark, I'll be letting you know, we're going to have an open house at the new center in the fall when we get there for the public. And so people can come in and tour the new facility and see what it's all about. It's one place that I will guarantee you your tax money was well spent. The return on the investment will be for generations with these students that will go out into the workforce and just make this area a better place to live.
Excellent. I'll put that on my calendar. Looking forward to it.
Good deal, Mark. And I appreciate you and all you do and for getting the word out for us.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Have a great day. When we come back, we're going to shift gears to Save Your Tooth Month with Dr. W. Craig Noblett, president of the American Association of Endodontists. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All you have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com. or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. As advertised, May is Save Your Tooth Month, and many Americans say they would do almost anything to save a natural tooth. A new survey from the American Association of Endodontists shows that while people value their natural teeth, many don't know who the specialists are when a tooth is in trouble. Joining me right now is Dr. W. Craig Noblett, president of the American Association of Endodontists and director of the Division of Endodontics at the University of Minnesota School of Dentistry. Dr. Noblett, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
As I mentioned, May is Save Your Tooth Month, and let's just start there. Why is this message so important, Dr. Noblett?
The main thing we would like to do is increase public awareness that there are options out there available to help you save your natural teeth. And unfortunately, not everyone's completely aware of it, although we do notice that there's definite upswing in the number of people who are aware and who would prefer to save their natural teeth. And endodontists are the specialists to help you do just that.
And as I mentioned, there's a survey that we're looking at, and that new survey shows that nearly 7 in 10 adults believe saving a natural tooth is usually the best option. Why do people feel so strongly about keeping their natural teeth?
Well, your natural teeth and your natural smile is central to your self-image and part of your personality, first of all. And also, your natural teeth allow you to chew properly and to speak properly as well. So when you have to lose a tooth, that can affect your ability to chew and affect your speech as well as your self-image. So if we can help you preserve your natural teeth, it's just much better for you overall.
The survey also found that many Americans don't know much about endodontists. So what is an endodontist, and how are you different from a general dentist?
Well, we're only a little bit different. We're all dentists, first of all. But an endodontist is someone who goes back to school for an additional 2 to 3 years after dental school to specialize in root canal-related procedures. So that makes us the specialists at helping preserve your natural teeth. So we have additional training, and we only do root canal-related procedures.
And I'm going to tell you, Dr. Noblett, before I had my first root canal, which I've had a couple in my life, I had a real fear of root canal because of what people had said. So the idea may make people immediately feel nervous depending on what they've heard about root canals. What do patients need to understand about root canal therapy today?
Well, I think, you know, as you said, the rumors that you hear, I think, are more associated with the pain that people experience before they come. Once they get to the office and we decide a root canal is indicated, we can make people very comfortable, get them through the appointment in a painless fashion. In fact, I've had patients fall asleep in the middle of treatment on me really frequently. So I think it's more related to the symptoms that bring someone in to see us, first of all, rather than the actual treatment itself.
How can saving a natural tooth impact a person's long-term oral health, Dr. Noblett?
Well, again, if you are able to chew, you can maintain your proper nutrition, so your metabolism is up to speed. Also, if you have any area of infection or inflammation, actually anywhere in your body, but if it's in your mouth, it will affect your ability to chew, and that affects your ability to eat or maintain your nutrition, and that can actually affect your energy level. And so we want to make sure that you're able to function properly. And also, it can actually help with your overall general health. There's a recent study published out of King's College in London that showed timely and well-performed root canal treatment can actually reduce the risk of heart disease and diabetes. So we do have an impact on general health as well.
And Dr. Noblet, there's also a growing awareness about the connection between dental infections and overall health. And that's important. What should people know about that connection?
Well, again, if you have an infection in your mouth that affects your ability to eat, it can, if left untreated, it can become a life-threatening dental emergency. So we want to make sure we take care of that early on and restore you to function so that you can eat properly and remove that source of inflammation.
And let's give listeners a little bit of some signs maybe that something is wrong. They see the signs and understand, okay, this is something I need to take care of.
Sure. Well, there's an old saying that they used back in the day to try and get people to go to the dentist, ignore your teeth and they'll go away. So we don't want that to happen. So the things to watch out for are if you're experiencing any pain with temperature change, like if you drink something cold or especially hot coffee in the morning, if that's causing you pain or toothache, that's something that you need to get checked out. Also, if you have any discomfort to biting that's centered on one or two specific teeth, that could also be a sign that a root canal problem is brewing. So you want to get those checked out. And you can do that by finding an endodontist and visiting findmyendodontist.com. You could locate an endodontist in your area that way.
You know, one of the things, Dr. Noblet, that people may be concerned about as well is the cost, the procedure, or even the discomfort. What would you say to encourage individuals who might have those concerns to go ahead and get checked?
Yeah. Well, it's less expensive in the long run to go through or have a root canal treatment and then a restoration afterwards than having the tooth removed and then replacing it, particularly with an implant. That's probably about twice as much as far as the cost goes when you get to the end result. And
it also takes a whole lot longer
to get the tooth restored or get it replaced. So we can do the root canal and get the tooth restored in a very short amount of time at probably less than half that cost.
Dr. Noblet, taking just a slightly different direction before we close out, I really would like for you to share who you give credit to for the path that you've taken in your life.
Well, the first one would be my dad. He is a general dentist, and I initially never thought about going into dentistry until I started working in his office and observed him treating patients and how he interacted with them. And I just felt like, oh, this is a really nice service to people. And he always took great care of his patients, an extremely ethical person. So he was a great example.
Dr. Noblet, I want to thank you for your service as president of the American Association of Endodontists and joining me today during Save Your Tooth Month to help us better understand the importance of saving natural teeth and paying attention to our oral health. So thank you for joining me here today on The Mark White Show, Dr. Noblet.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Here on The Mark White Show, we're sharing real stories, real people, and real impact. It's news that unites, and I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I've got a quick question. Have you got a sec?
Sure, son. Just throwing the ball for Rufus. What's up?
So, I found a couple shingles in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we need a new roof, but I'm not sure who to call.
Well, your mother and I have always used Thompson Roofing, 256 Roofing.
ChatGPT told me to look for someone local,
mm-hmm.
licensed, insured, and has recognized expertise.
Well, 256 Roofing.
Of course I'm going to need someone I can, you know, trust.
Right. 256 Roofing.
Okay, I'm on Thompson Roofing's website, 256roofing.com, but I think I'll just call. What's their number?
Son, 256 Roofing.
Roofing. You know, I feel like I've heard that before. Thanks, Dad.
You don't just want a roof. You want your home protected by people who respect it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is local, proven, and offer the strongest warranties in Alabama. They provide confidence from the top down.
What's that number again?
256 Roofing.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.